internet, and welcome back to another week of the best little Horde House in Azeroth, or a show we call Horde House for short. It's that show about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. And welcome back, y'all. We were gone after a little rest and relaxation for the holidays. And let's be real, there was really no news going on. But we're back with a huge show tonight, and I'll get into all that in a minute. First off, my name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next 3.5 hours. It's a Ben-Hur style show tonight. No, we'll see. With my co-host, first off, the one, the only, Extifer.
Hey, you sound so inviting with your use of the word y'all.
Y'all. Well, it is Horde House, so I have to. I'm being thematic tonight.
Oh, gotcha.
All right. So how was your New Year's?
Good. Yeah? What did I do for New Year's? Oh, I got sick.
Oh, yeah. How fun.
No, not at all. I had a stomach virus, and I spent about a good 8 hours in the emergency room.
Yuck.
So that wasn't, yeah. And but I'm better now.
Was
so
that like good. On New Year's Eve?
It was on New Year's Eve. Yeah. Well, no. It was on the day before New Year's Eve.
How many drunks were in the ER? That's what I was wondering. Or people that got shot at various fireworks
shows. Oh my God!
Shows.
You know it's Oakland, right?
Right. Yeah, I know.
So like we're talking maybe about 50 people in there.
Boy, all right.
That got shot? No, I'm kidding.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get shot. I'm glad you're okay.
I was actually in. Hello.
Whoa. Somebody has like the book down
me?
On the cursor. No, I don't know. All right. That's all right.
Okay. I don't know what that is. But it's the alarm. It's Oakland. I don't know what's going on.
Air raid.
I'll mute my mic in a moment and figure this out.
That's all right. All right. Also, say hello to our other host from Kansas. Say hello to Shane.
Happy Pokemon Reveal Day.
Oh, I know you're super excited about that. So
okay. Pokemon is number 2 on my list of franchises that I love the most.
And Warcraft is number 1, right?
No. God, no.
All right, what is
Mass Effect?
No,
come on.
Of course.
All How right. long have you been listening to this show?
So give us the 20-second rundown of the big Pokemon news from today.
Okay, so first off, everybody in the world is getting it at the same time for the first time ever. It's usually like a 6-month to year delay. And then, well, everybody that matters, like the major territories, the little ones don't count. It's on 3DS, and it's got a completely overhauled graphics engine, and it's awesome. And we know the starters, and they're kind of adorable.
Is up.
No,
Time's
I'm just going to keep.
If you want to hear it, go listen to a Pokemon show. All right. Also, I'm just fucking with you, Shane. All right. Also, say hello.
I wasn't finished. Let me finish. Okay. So the starters.
Pokemon, Mass Effect, Pokemon.
There's a frog and a fennec fox, and then what looks to be maybe a porcupine, possibly, or a chestnut. Nobody can tell.
A very sassy fox, just saying.
No, a very gay fox. That's why I'm not going to pick it.
Right. Stop being the most homophobic gay man I know, Shane.
And that'll never happen.
All right. Also, say hello, laughing there in the background. Say hello to Grandpa.
Every time Shane says Pokemon, I'm going to take a drink of my rum and Coke.
You are going to die of alcohol poisoning.
You will be joining Extifer in the ER very soon. Well, hopefully Extifer won't have to go back, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but the ERs in San Francisco are full of gays and not shot up Oakland people.
How was your New Year's?
I actually did a drunken pub crawl along Caltrain, which for those who don't know, there's a regional commuter train system that runs along the South Bay of the Peninsula.
And where did you start?
We started in Mountain View at somewhere downtown, or other little downtown area at a Irish-themed bar. But anyway, the long story short was Neverlight Straits plan a party because their idea was to get lunch at noon, take the Caltrain, and start drinking at 2. And
what's wrong with drinking at 2?
Well, there's nothing wrong drinking it too, except you have to get to said location, drink, and then hop on the train, head one more city north, get off, go drink some more, head on the said train. And long story short, Grandpa got home about 10:30 and passed out around 11, and I got woken up by fireworks and my cat.
You are so, Captain Excitement. That sounds awesome.
Captain Excitement. There was no there's no fireworks in bed. They were all outside of said bedroom and said apartment. Sadly, but
Going to bed at 10 o'clock, just like Grandpa should.
We could see the fireworks from our front door, by the way. What is going on? I swear. It's like not, that's not even right.
We have an air raid.
It's going to prevent me from doing the show,
guys. So, Grandpa, the only thing I remember in my years up to Caltrain that you had to worry about was getting run over. Was that a problem that night as well?
No, it wasn't. We were lucky. We decided to stay on the platform to stop the train, not on the tracks to stop.
Okay.
All right.
That was pretty
bad. Hurry up, because we got to move on.
Oh, well, fine. I was just going to say there's an open container policy that's allowed on the train up until 9 p.m., so that also helped expedite the drunken episode. So drinking on the train and pub crawling via train was a new experience, but yeah, Dylan Straits plan a party.
I would love to talk about drinking and New Year's all night long, but we have a huge show tonight because we actually have some controversial news about the show that we're going to get into a little later. But first,
it's about our Pokemon starters we're picking.
I have
controversial. Like, are you going Republican on us?
No. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. We have to introduce our guest tonight. So this is really cool because there is a guilty pleasure that we have. Well, some of us anyway. Maybe not so much Grandpa, but myself, Shane, and Extrovert for sure. There is a guilty pleasure we have, maybe slightly more than video games, and that is
midget porn.
No, not midget porn. Trashy. Awesome reality game shows. And tonight, our worlds are combining. We got a Warcraft player who was on a trashy, awesome reality game show to be on the program tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome from Big Brother US Season 11. Say hello to Ronnie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, Ronnie?
I'm doing most excellent.
All right, awesome. So you are a Warcraft player, right?
Have been since launch.
You have been playing since launch. How did you get into Warcraft?
Well, actually, I started my MMO experience with Star Wars Galaxies, pre-NGE, pre-combat upgrade Galaxies.
I remember those days.
That's how old school I am.
Were you one of those people that rage quit at the NGE?
Oh, hell yes, I was.
Of course.
No self-respecting Star Wars nerd stayed with the NGE.
All right.
And then once, you know, the NGE hit, we had already been playing WoW, but whenever we got into, Galaxies, my friends migrated to WoW. They were in the beta for vanilla and they got me into it. And so since launch, we've been playing.
Are you still an active player?
Yes, I am. I play at least two times a week. At least.
At least.
I can't play as much as I did before Big Brother because I now teach and everything, so got to have a job. What's that all about?
What do you teach?
Theater.
Oh, nice.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Are you more of like, what's like your play style? What do you do when you sign on during those 2 days a week? Are you like a PvP-er? Are you a PvE-er? What's your, you're a little bit of everything? Dailies? What do you think?
When I first started playing WoW, you know, like I said, it was vanilla. I was all about the PvP, and I've always played on PvP servers. I never roll a PvE server or RP. Mm-hmm. I always play PvP. But now, really, I'm more into the raiding scene. I really have gotten into the PvE stuff.
Interesting. What do you think caused the shift?
Well, you know, PvP, it kind of went from, like, back in vanilla when you PvP'd, it was more about skill and everything. And you still have to be good, I feel, in PvP. But I'm just so annoyed by the people that think running around you equals skill.
What about the people that just jump?
Well, those are second on the list, but they're not as annoying because I don't have to turn around to kill them.
I think you just dissed all rogues, if I'm not mistaken. Running circle. Who does that but rogues? I don't know.
I've seen mages do it and not cast.
Oh, yeah, okay. I could see that. What do you?
It's dumb. I'm like, why do you do this?
What's your favorite class right now? Do you have one class that you've kind of stuck with the whole time, or do you, like, find a new one every expansion, kind of like that's what I do, or is there, like, one class that really trumps the others for you?
Well, I have tunes on all the classes, but I really, really love my Restoration Shaman.
Okay. Oh, Shaman. All right. Very cool. What is it about Shamans?
You know, I kind of feel like they have a lot of things for my guild when we do raiding. It actually started off originally we needed another healer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a team player for the guild, so they need a healer. Fine, I'll roll a healer. And so this is why I did originally, but I ended up really liking it because I found out I actually was kind of good at healing, and I didn't think I would be, but I was.
And most importantly, which I have to ask about your Warcraft background, Horde or Alliance?
Horde.
You are acceptable.
That's the only way to be.
Yeah, that's just a given.
Now, hold on.
Anybody past, I would say, age 20.
Hold on. We have some very passionate Alliance players who listen to the show. Let's not
apply. And they're all 18.
Stop
why
it.
Do they
or 13.
Because all we do is talk bad about the Alliance.
That's right.
Well, I will say this. My students that play World of Warcraft, they're all Alliance.
Oh, see?
Interesting.
Wait. For like, me, they're all under 20, though, right?
They're all high school kids, yeah.
So there you go. See, my point's proven.
It's about where your friends are.
You're trumping my theory that every Alliance player is a 12-year-old, so actually they're really more 9 through 12 grade, not 12 years old?
Maybe.
Oh, makes more sense now.
Send those angry tweets this week to Ronnie's attention on Twitter. No, I'm kidding.
Care of Grandpa.
All right, so... Obviously, this whole Big Brother thing was probably, to put it lightly, a life-changing event, right?
Oh, yeah, in so many ways.
Let me ask this. Same guild before and after Big Brother?
Yes.
Are they real-life friends or people you met, like, playing Warcraft?
There's a few people I met playing Warcraft. But for the most part, they're in real-life friends that I knew already.
So... Let me take a step back. How did you get on Big Brother? I know that they recruit people, but I remember seeing a clip when you were on it and you were talking about I've applied for the show over and over. Is that how you find, like, you just persistence and they finally cast you, or how did you get on it?
Well, I always watched the show every single season, and
even
I
the
was
first
sitting
one?
In my apartment with my wife watching All Stars. And every year I'd say, I could get on this show. Finally, after All Stars, my wife said, either audition or shut the fuck up. I'm tired of hearing about it.
I like her already.
Nice.
So I went and I auditioned for season 8, season 9, and they had open calls in Ohio at that time. And I got a little bit of a taste in season 9 because I didn't get a call back for season 8. But then season 9, the lady actually emailed me afterwards asking me some more questions. So it's like it was like a little nibble on the line, you know?
Wasn't
so it's like
wait a minute.
I was like, oh.
Wasn't season 9 that crazy ass winter season where they were all like they were all running around the house naked and hooking up and all? Thank God you didn't get on that, right? Your wife would have been upset.
Right. Well, if you remember that season, they had the two people who were dating the twist or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, funny story, when I got the email back when she asked me a question, here's what the email said. It said, Ronnie, you're married, right? Would your wife want to do the show with you?
Oh.
So I knew right off the bat, I told my wife, said, something this season has to do with people already knowing each other. Mm. But yeah, and then there was no Ohio edition season 10, but I wanted to be on that damn show so bad, I drove from Ohio to Memphis, Tennessee to audition.
Oh, my old hometown.
Yeah. And it was right when they were having the music festival down on Beale Street.
I love the music festival. What year was this? Was season 10?
2008. It was season 10.
Oh, so I just left Memphis just after that.
Yeah. So I drove there and auditioned, didn't even get a call back. I was so dedicated and I was pissed I didn't get a call back. I drove 10 and a half hours one way each way just to audition.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So I was really hurt by that, and I had decided I didn't even think I was going to audition for season 11. And then my wife said, you'll regret it. You need to audition. And they were coming back to Ohio. So I had decided I'm going to audition, and I'm not taking no for an answer. And so I went to the open casting call they had, and when the lady, the casting producer, asked me why they should pick me, I said, because you bastards told me no 3 times already, and I'm not fucking taking no a 4th time.
Nice.
That's what I said.
I'm going to try that in a job interview.
I know, right? I'm just I have to confess something to the public and to the listeners. I'm going to confess something on behalf of Shane and Extver as well.
Rob, I'll make it easy for you.
What?
What are you confessing about me?
Hold on.
You are a homosexual.
No, yeah. We got that out. No, what the important part is that we're all like crazy ass Big Brother fans, for real.
Define
like
all.
No.
Except for I'm the only one who actually watches the show. You guys actually just read the live feeds.
I don't have TV to watch it.
So I watch it when there's people on.
The last episode I saw, last season I saw, was the guy missing leg with a nice ass. That was season one?
That was a very long
season
time
one.
Ago.
Yeah. That but tells you how I involved. I watched religiously Big Brother and Survivor season 1, then afterwards went, eh.
Here's the hilarious part. Shane and I have played like online games and everything. It's pretty pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't
but,
it?
But we have never tried out for the real thing ever. And I can't.
I tried out for Amazing Race once.
Did you? Oh, that's
I tried
you
out
did.
For Amazing Race as well.
Yeah, both of us with his brother-in-law.
The only race once.
So it's your brother-in-law's fault that we don't get on. So now we need to try it together.
Exactly. We were the more interesting ones, so we should get on. My brother-in-law listens to the show, so he's probably like, "Screw you."
The only reality show I ever tried out for was The Real World, which ended up being the Hawaii season, and that was I was in like college back then. It was just like a different...
I made it to the top 70 of Real World Hawaii.
Get out! You probably got my place because we're both nerds.
Yeah, I made it to the top 70, and I didn't make it any further.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so that was my taste of getting.
Hold up then, Big Brother was not your first time at the rodeo, as far as going for those shows goes.
It was the only the second show. The only other time I ever actually auditioned for a reality show was that year for Real World. Mm-hmm. My friends constantly tried to get me to go for Survivor, but I was like, no, please, I'm a nerd, I'll die on the island.
Oh, Survivor looks
you
so fun.
Would have been so awesome to watch on Survivor, because the best people on Survivor are the ones that would feel like they wouldn't, you know, connect to
like
the
Suri.
Island. Yeah, exactly.
I think you'd been a better catch on Tyler's Latiaras or Real Housewives of Atlanta.
All right. Let me get back to asking Ronnie questions about the Big Brother experience. So, let's see. As far as like the guild goes, so obviously you have to keep like Fort Knox style secrets when you're cast on the show. I know we all know that. You got to keep it a secret and so forth. How did your guild kind of like react when all was said and done? Like, was everything still kind of like cool with you and your guild? Did you try to keep it a big secret, or how did that all go down when you kind of came back to the game? Especially because I know the way things went down, you had your share of haters on the internet. You know what they say, a hater's gonna hate, right?
Haters are my motivators.
How did your guild kind of get involved in all that and in the drums of the show and all that?
Well, you know, actually, because they were people I knew in real life, they were super supportive and everything, and they were hoping I was going to win, of course. But when I came back, I just went right back to it, and it wasn't – I mean, it was like we never even skipped a beat. We didn't generally don't say anything. The only time we ever actually have even said anything in the guild is, like I said, there's some people we've met through the course of playing WoW. And one time when we're talking in guild, this was like a couple summers ago, someone said, ooh, I got a log. And they're like, why? I thought we were going to go PvP. And said, no, Big Brother's coming on. It's my favorite show. And so I was like, you know, I was on that show. This was in Vent as we were talking. And he's like, what? And said, yeah. And he's like, no, you weren't. I'm like, Ronnie? You see, my name's Ronnie and Vent. My character is RJ Robot. That was my Twitter. And he was following me on Twitter. He'd never even put one-on-one together. Entire time.
He was just high.
Your guildie's dumb.
Did you just type in what /AFK BRB Big Brother and came back like months later for a while? Like, how'd that go?
Well, because, you know, we had to be super secret when going through the process. I actually only told – a lot of people say they tell whatever, but I really only told my wife when I was going through the process. Mm-hmm. That's it. And so my guildy friends, whenever I was in finals for 2 weeks, they wanted to know why I just disappeared.
Yeah, I would imagine Big Brother's a slightly easier secret to keep, too, because it's all played out live. It's not like Survivor where like you suddenly disappear for 6 weeks and you come back and you weigh half as much as you used to. It's like – you know,
yes.
Where have you been? Starving.
I was in the emergency room in Oakland waiting for my turn.
I will
for 6 months.
If I ever get on Survivor, that excuse might work. I'll remember.
The Oakland healthcare system is the same as Survivor.
Intestinal parasites
exactly.
As well.
Oh my
what
god!
What color buff did you wear?
And my nurse was Jeff Probst.
All right. Wait, actually, since you talk about like meeting people through WoW that have joined your guild and so forth, I just want to know, Ronnie, you were the video game expert on the show. You were labeled with all the video game stuff. But do you want to out any other reality people as closet WoW players? Is there anyone else we should know about that plays WoW?
Yes, actually, they were on Big Brother. Nick Starcevic and Jen from season 8 played WoW.
Are you kidding me?
I have a gen story. Hot. I have a gen story. Extifer and I were at Disneyland once. Swear to God, we saw Jen. We walked right by Jen, and it was that summer right after that it aired. And I'm like, Extifer, I think that was Jen from Big Brother. Like if you were just in the house for 90 days, where the hell would you go? Disneyland, right?
So I did.
We turn around.
I hit a bar.
We turn around and we're like, oh, we should go get her picture or whatever. She disappeared. Yeah. That was the Jen story. But she's a WoW player, huh?
Yeah, she plays a warlock.
That's awesome.
Wow, that is so surprising to me.
Well, see, and I discovered that because, when you do Media Day, which is, you know how you always watch when they do the cast reveal and it says, meet the Big Brother cast. And they do the stupid things like they're looking in the camera and we're doing all those things. Uh-huh. That's on Media Day, which is like 3 days before that airs, right?
Right.
And Jen did that my year. And so I sit down and she goes, so you play World of Warcraft? I said, yeah. She goes, what class? I don't believe you. And I started talking about it, and she said, I play a warlock. I said, I don't believe you. Start talking to me about warlocks. Because I didn't believe her. Isn't that weird?
I wouldn't have either. I wouldn't have either.
That's weird.
I have to, like, season 8, I think, was my all-time favorite season of that show. Even though, like, Dick was really, really mean to people. But that fight that they had with the whole, you burn me, that was epic television.
Because it was real. It was very real.
Yeah, she really felt like she was violated.
But you lived a lot of that shit, Ronnie. Your house wasn't a fucking walk in the park either. Like,
no, Russell, hello.
You were not all kumbaya like season 12 or whatever, some of the later seasons that weren't quite as dramatic. Like, you guys,
I have a theory for that, by the way.
What's that?
I've said this to Matt Hoffman and he said, you know, I think you're right. I think we were so like, screw you, we're going to do whatever the hell we want to do. We being season 11, of course, that every season after that is almost terrified to be as dramatic. Because I guess, like, I will tell you this, for season 12, nobody from 11 was allowed to go to the finale.
Wow.
Because they were afraid with how negative 12 was towards 11, we may be like right there in the finale backyard, be like, why were you saying this? And have our own little season right there.
Is that why ever since your season aired, like the only crazy person that's been on the show is Rachel?
Maybe. I don't know. She is pretty crazy.
Rachel's funny. I love her, though. Yeah, like, that's the thing, is I love her because she's crazy.
Yeah, she makes great television.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Only if you mute her and watch in closed caption.
Okay.
And give her a bush to cry in.
That's what you do with Justin Bieber music videos.
Ronnie, let me get back to the internets for a minute because, you know, there was a lot of drama in your season. You were a bit of a villain in your season. You played really hard, really fast, and, you know, it bit you. Oh, well, lesson learned, right? It's just a game, right? But there's a lot of, like again, I'm a fan of Big Brother, and I know there are some people on the internet that are, like, fucking nuts when it comes to Big Brother. And there's some really hilarious things, but there's some really mean things out there, too. Mm-hmm. And you were in a unique position where you were the last one evicted before the jury started, so you actually got to go home.
Yeah.
When you got home, did you Google yourself right away? Did you watch the episodes? How did you find out about how the world was viewing you?
Well, actually, I knew about how I knew how the world was viewing me when I was in the house. And I tell you how. Natalie said, no, you don't know that. And I'm like, screw you, Natalie. I told her, I said, screw you, I know. I mean, having been a speech person in addition to video games, because I did competitive speaking, I got this ability to read between the lines and what people say and be able to derive context from that really well. Like, just how people are saying things and by what they say, I was able to just know things somehow. And what the night before I was evicted was when they played all of the things in the house, the recordings, and kept us up all night.
Oh, right.
And the moment that they said, I'll never forget it, they said, why are you sitting there picking your belly button? And why did you smell it? And I knew they were talking about me because I had done that. Right up, no one else did that. I was the only one that did that.
Why did you pick your belly button, Ronnie? And why did you smell it?
It was really funny. I didn't even realize I had been doing it. It's one of those things that I forgot about the cameras. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh shit, I just picked my belly button. But as soon as they said that, I turned to Natalie and said, they hate us. And she goes, no way. I said, CBS picked these recordings for a reason.
Hmm.
And she's like, no, no. And sure enough, and also, so that was my first little inkling that I had a very, very strong suspicion, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then it was confirmation, because right as soon as you're evicted, you immediately go through this whirlwind of events where you're not allowed to talk to anyone. They pull you around from interview to interview, and you have armed bodyguards and everything so that no one can get near you, because people see you in L.A. and they want to come touch you and, mm-hmm. and everything. Hi. Well, they took me over to Ross Matthews, because my season they had Ross Matthews did the first post-eviction interviews after Julie. And they took me to Ross Matthews, and I sat down, and he said, are you ready? I know it's a whirlwind. I said, yeah, I'm fine. And as soon as the show started taping, I heard Ross Matthews say, hey, let me read you some things that are being said on the internet. And the first thing he said was, yes, Ronnie played hard. Yes, Ronnie played fast. Yes, Ronnie was a villain. And yes, Ronnie lied. If he lied, then every last person in that house deserves to be evicted too, because they're all lying. And everything he said suspected the night before.
Sorry, we lost you for just a second there. Everything that you said was stuff you thought about the night before when you heard that, is what you said.
Oh yeah. Mm. Oh yeah. Yeah, it proved everything that I had thought the night before.
Did you go on and read like some of those Big Brother things? Like, I know there's some pretty, like, I get a big kick out of places like Survivor Sucks and like, oh no, they didn't Big Brother. But then again, they're not talking about me. Did you go and see the worst of the worst, or were you like, you know what, I'll just trust what Ross tells me and what I've kind of picked up on?
You know, I may be a lot of things, but thin skin has never been one of them. So I took the bull by the horns, buddy. I just went and I read it, and I loved it. I loved every post, every comment.
I would say, awesome. You know what, if I were to go on a reality show someday, I would live to see the GIF files of myself that would show up later. That's...
Yeah, I love the ones they have of me. They put my head on Chunk from there's a GIF out there of me doing the truffle shuffle.
That's oh my god.
it's the best thing ever. And also I love the chops. Do you ever look at the chop threads that they have every season?
On Sucks, yes, I have. I have seen that. Yeah. I'm a lurker. I never post, just so you know. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm a voyeur.
Hey, I like Big Brother. By the way. Okay. You know, at the end of the show, because like everything's all the tensions are heightened and everything like that, and there's like drama between you and other people on the show, like, you know, I'm talking about you, Michelle, really, right? What I want to know is, like, after the show aired or whatever, and you got back home, and then, you know, did all the dust settle? Like, is everything cool between you and the other cast members now, or like, what's going on with that?
Yeah, everything's really cool. Actually, Michelle and I buried the hatchet right there finale night. And shortly after the finale, I actually went out to LA and stayed with her for a while.
Oh
nice.
Yeah. Oh. And spent a long time hanging out with her and Lydia.
Very cool. So, well, you know, there's that old reality TV quote, I didn't come here to make no friends. So you really did. It sounds like you did make some lifelong friendships out of that.
Yeah, and you know what's really funny is I tell people whenever they say the whole thing about I didn't go there to make friends, I didn't go there to make friends. But the reason why I think I did make friends was because I played the game and I knew it was just a game. And as soon as the game was over, it was over for me. Natalie doesn't talk to anyone because the game never ended for Natalie.
Well, she got it really bad on the internet too, and she was in there, you know, a lot longer than you were, and she was
oh, yeah.
very much not liked by the public. But you know, that's what happened. I mean,
I think that same thing is probably going to happen to Danielle this season, right? She got just, oh my god, I've never seen somebody get so like slammed.
Yeah, she got played though in the game.
Yeah, she did
big time. She and Shane, I'm like, how stupid are you? Like, they fell for Dan's crap. And by the way, that's another thing I talked to Danielle Donato about this past season, was that no veteran would have fallen for Dan's crap this season. None. That's why Dan got rid of the veterans.
Oh, that was smart. It was.
Yeah.
But congratulations on your little brother winning, Ronnie. That was great.
I know. Version 2.0. You got to upgrade the software.
I would not believe for a minute that kid's not a WoW player, or at least some type of MMO. He's got it. Maybe not now because he won and everything and the ladies love him, but I'm sure he's dabbled in a few MMOs.
He had to have. I haven't actually met Ian yet. He's my Facebook friend, but I haven't talked to him.
I have a lot of Facebook friends like that too. It's all good. Okay,
yeah, me.
To try to bring this back to Warcraft a little bit. It is a Warcraft show, but I still, again, it's my fan worlds colliding tonight, so I'm
You know what? We're like super fascinated because we're such fanboys. So yeah. All I want to do is talk about Big Brother, but of course we do have to talk about Warcraft.
Okay, let me ask this. I'll ask this. What's more dramatic, Ronnie? Big Brother house drama or guild drama?
Oh, Big Brother house drama. So, yeah.
You weren't in my guild this week, Ronnie.
We can always log out a while and then guild drama disappears, right?
Good point.
Oh, sure.
It follows you to Facebook.
Can't you DOR? Don't they always talk about who's going to DOR this season and like nobody ever does? Except maybe.
I think Shima was the last one.
Shima didn't quit though. Shima hero Shima'd. She went a little off the deep end. But I loved her.
That was a great moment
again,
in Big Brother
great.
History that CBS is never going to recognize. They're like that's their like bruise on their show. But everybody else loves it.
Way better than the Willy thing this season. I'm sorry. When the Willy thing happened this season, I was like, haha, CBS. That's what you get. That's what you get. But the Shima thing was awesome television. I thought she was pretty great.
The first thing I said to Shima when I met up with her again on finale night, mm-hmm. I said, Shima, if you were going to do that, I don't know, couldn't have been a week earlier so they would have sent me to jury.
That's pretty smart. You know, yep. So she was at finale night because I remember that was – I know this is Big Brother talk still.
I still want to know, though. Let your fandom all out, Extifer.
Everybody was like, you know – was she going to show up on finale night? Was she actually there or was she like somewhere else?
She wasn't on the studio. She didn't come to the lot. But after we all left the lot and we went to the after party, she came to that.
Oh, okay.
Don't you all like party in Vegas or something that weekend? Like every year I always see the Vegas picks, Vegas picks, Vegas picks. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Vegas is awesome. It's a really good time. My first year there, I literally don't remember 3 days. My wife tells me I had a very safe but good time.
That's a lot of hookers and blow right there.
you think you can drink that much, Grandpa?
Are you testing me?
I was in Vegas over the holidays, and I'm telling you, I've never seen so many people handing out those little cards with strippers, and I think
that
they're not...
That tripped me out the first year. I was like, what the hell is this?
I call them flappers. All you hear is flapping cards back and forth.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can collect them. My brother-in-law, actually Flacco Jones, who listens to the show, he actually collected them when they were there, and they handed them out as gifts to all of our... You know, friends.
Have you seen the epic viral video where Batman gets in the fight with one of those?
No, I have not.
Okay, after the show, you need to go to YouTube, search for Batman fight street worker.
Oh, Rob, he's so naive. We don't, after the show, we just play that shit right now.
But yeah, when I saw that video, I thought, oh my God, that's outside the Paris, which I knew because I've been to Vegas.
I haven't been to Vegas in like 11 years, but anyway, someday I'll get back.
You were 21 11 years ago, right?
I wish. All right. Let's see. What else do I have? I think that was most of the stuff I had written down for Ronnie. Shane Extifer as big.
I have a question.
Okay, I knew Shane had to have something.
No, but see, I'm going to bring it back to WoW.
Good for you.
Thank you. Because I'm playing it right now. So, Ronnie, can you rank your favorite to least favorite expansions for WoW? Just so we see what kind of player you are.
For sure. My favorite still is Wrath of the Lich King.
Wow. Good on you for that. Yes.
I loved Wrath of the Lich King. And I still, to this day, I tell all the kids that talk about WoW, I still think Dollars for Donuts, ICC, was the best raid put in the game.
Yes, ICC is fan-freaking-tastic. I love ICC.
Yeah. I still run every week.
I think Old Duar is still my favorite, but I do like ICC.
Yeah, no. Old Duar's great for lore nerds. I mean, I love lore. Old Duar's got so much rich lore and everything, you know? And yeah. I love it, but I don't know. I like the fights in ICC. But I think Mists is number two for me personally.
Yeah, only two patches in. It's already number two?
For me so far, and I know that's going out on a limb. That's what everyone says, and it's a valid point. It's going out on a limb because I think we're going to end up seeing by the time we get to Garrosh, the raid with Garrosh at the end and everything, I just think it's going to be really, really good. But if we take Mists out of it, because it is kind of soon to judge it, it's not even entirely done yet, I think Cataclysm is next.
Wow. I hated Cataclysm. Cataclysm got me to quit WoW for a little while
because
I was so frustrated. Yeah, because it's just I don't know. It was about the time when, like, I just felt kind of like I've done it all before. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they released the Firelands stuff, I hadn't done like any of the quests in that zone in Hyjal. So like I couldn't access the new quests right away, and I just got so frustrated that I just like rage quit. But I came back later, but you know.
I guess I rank Cataclysm there because this is another eternal philosophical debate when it comes to gaming that my friends and I always have. I felt like Cataclysm was the first time that raiding was truly accessible for anyone that wanted to do it.
That's a valid point.
You know, I think my brother-in-law would actually agree with you.
You're talking about LFR, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, LFR. Yeah. Because he actually really loved Cataclysm for that. So, but I didn't really experience LFR. So if I had, maybe my opinion would be different.
Right. Well, see, I remember back in vanilla days, I actually got to run Molten Core, and I actually had, and I mean, well, Gramps, you know, you were back there.
Mm-hmm. Back preach in them it, girl. Days. Preach it.
Mm-hmm. If you had a full thing of Bloodfang on your rogue, then you know you're real. You know you're legit back in those days.
Oh my God, yes.
And you know, back in vanilla, I don't think people that have just started playing, like even since Wrath, understand just how exclusive raiding was back in vanilla.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'd say, do you think, I always say this and people say, no way, that's an exaggeration. I would dare say 20% of the players got to raid. That's it.
Oh, easily. Yeah, it would depend on the server too, but I would agree with that.
I'd say that's high.
Yeah, you know, sounds really high.
You know, I actually played during vanilla too. I think most of us actually have played at least during parts of vanilla. Mm-hmm. But I actually was such a noob, and I didn't even know what raiding was. Like, seriously, I didn't even know that my rogue, because that was who I played, I didn't mm-hmm. know my rogue could, like the use for the ability kick was. I just thought it was useless. Like, what's this ability? Like, you don't even do damage. Like, yeah, I was that bad. So
Molten Core, you gotta kick the member and Major Domo, you had to kick his cohorts to That's interrupt right. them.
Yep, and everyone if was required
I was
to
in
have
a raid, and that responsibility was left to me. You guys would have kicked me. Like, seriously, I would have been. I probably wouldn't play WoW because I probably wouldn't, you know, went to my bedroom and bit my pillow crying.
I should have a requirement for mages. Everyone had to be spec'd to have presence of mind.
Yep.
The instant sheep cast for the sheep, the healers, and if you didn't, you were basically an outcast. I would agree with your comment, Ronnie, and then I would add to it. I would say that, you know, the 20% was raiding, but I would say some type of fraction of that was raiding Molten Core only, and then the remaining Leet portion was raiding Blackwing Lair.
Oh, yeah. BWL was the hard one to get into.
It was a hard one. And then Onyxia was kind of the wild card. If you can do Molten Core, your guild can more than likely do Onyxia, as long as you can manage whelps and do healing rotations and not get feared anywhere stupid.
More dots! More dots!
More dots! More dots now!
But the Naxxramas, I mean, there's a reason they brought that back, because nobody saw it the first time. I think
it was hard.
I think it's the same reason the Sunwell will come back someday. I think, I mean, not a lot of people did that at all. So,
well, I got a question for Ronnie before, if we are changing topics, was I may have missed it, and it's probably because the Roman Coke's kicking in, and I need to take a Vicodin. But what was your main, and has your main changed throughout the expansions?
It actually has changed. Like I said, I now play my Restoration Shaman, but I used to play Frost Mage.
Ah, see, you're a man after my own heart.
Hey, Grandpa, your rum and coke is kicking in, because we did ask him that earlier.
Probably is.
All right, let me ask Ronnie one more Big Brother question, and then we'll get to the news for World of Warcraft. Ronnie, I know from following you on Twitter and so forth, I know that you've made it no secret. If they were to ask you to go back to Big Brother, you'd be like, hell yes, right?
Let's say
you never know what might happen, right? Expect the unexpected, right?
Right.
Maybe, and a lot of fan wank has theorized, wouldn't it be great if there was like a Second Chances type of season with all these people that got evicted pre-jury that were actually kind of awesome? Like, especially season 10 had like a ton of those people that were just like awesome, and they all got evicted, bam, 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 real quick. What if there was like a season where you got to go back? What do you think you're going to ultimately do differently the second time?
Here's what I've thought about that some. By the way, if any past house guest says, oh, I've never thought about it, they're lying, okay? They're lying to you right there. They've thought about it. They've dreamt about it. They have a dossier manifesto on it, all right? Mm-hmm. So here's what I would do. Whenever I went in, because my mistake the first time was the lying wasn't the problem. The problem was I wasn't myself enough. I didn't go in there and be enough of myself, because if I had been more my jovial kind of whatever self and still lied, I think people would have forgiven me, because I forgot one mantra that I had told myself before I went in, but I forgot it. People will forget what you said. People will forget what you do. People will never forget how you make them feel. So if even after I lied and I evicted Brayden, if I had immediately gone to Jeff and Jordan and just thrown myself on their mercies and fake apologized and said I'm so sorry, then probably it wouldn't have been a big problem later on, because they would have said, oh, well, at least he came clean. So they would have forgiven me for lying, but because I let it go on the way it did, I made them feel stupid for believing me, so that they never believed me ever again.
Wow. I guess if one of us ever gets lucky enough to get on the show, we got to kind of remember that, keep that in our hat somewhere.
That, and it's the little things. You got to remember that. You in the house, it's not so much who you lied to or what you did. It's who shit the toilet. They have to be a victim.
I'd be such a hot mess on that show, telling you now.
Yeah, that's the same reason I've always kind of held back. Like, Victoria, my friend Victoria and I have always joked about going on The Amazing Race. We would be the most hated people in America. The way we talk to each other and motivate each other, you know, like, we always joke about, like, oh, yeah, there'd be a skydiving challenge. And I would be like, jump, you fat bitch. Jump like there's $1 million, you know. And, like, that's how we motivate each other. I love her to death, and I don't really mean any of it. It's just that's what would come out of my mouth. And then suddenly it's like, you know, you don't treat women well. And it's like,
also,
you don't know me,
Brown.
Bitch. What?
Also, you compare to Chris Brown.
Oh, don't even go there. All right. Look, to register participation for this week's episode of Horde House at VogNetwork.com, use the passphrase priest. Let's move on. Let's move on into the news for tonight. What's going on in the World of Warcraft? Ronnie, please feel free to chime in, of course, at any time with what you think is going on with the news and all that. Let's start off with the news roundtable. There's been a lot going on with 5.2.
There has. So there's been some news regarding 5.2, and we'll call it 5.2 potpourri tonight. So a lot of you heard on the last podcast, and we talked about it before. I can't talk today. I need to drink more. Blizzard has announced we can do the item upgrades, but for 5.2, if you're thinking you're stockpiling your Valor points to immediately upgrade your new 5.2 loot drops, you can't. This was confirmed by Ghostcrawler on Twitter, saying bluntly, Plan at the moment is upgrading only for patches without a new raid or PvP tier, but of course, it's subject to change. So, again, if you're looking to stockpile your points and get an insta boost with any fresh 5.2 gear that drops from the new raids coming out, you will not have that option. I don't know what it's going to look like, if it's not going to have that little item upgrade 0 of 2 little tooltip tag on the new loot, or it'll be patched in on 5.3 or 5.2 something. But it was interesting that people on Twitter were asking about that, and he has confirmed that, again, the Throne of Thunder and other 5.2 raid gears are not going to be upgradable. Use your valid points now for gear or upgrade existing stuff.
Wait, what eye level is the new gear supposed to be? Because does that mean if you can't upgrade the new raid gear, then it's got to be a higher eye level than the upgraded old gear is, right?
Right, and I don't know what the number is. I didn't dig into the research to figure out what the new eye level is, but you're absolutely correct. I'd imagine a fully upgraded current piece of 5.1 gear from current raids has got to be at least 5-7 points below the new threshold.
Mm-hmm.
My guess, anyway. Again, I'm not Ghostcrawler, but anyway, so something to think about.
The Throne of Thunder LFR requires 486. So
wow,
there you go.
That means you're gonna have to pretty much be decked out in like existing Valor gear, or have to go in the regular one or something like that, right?
It's cutting it close. My mage is 4. Well, actually, I have him loaded right now. He is 479, and I'm still wearing a few blues, and I'm in mostly LFR gear with a few pieces of purples from rep. So it is doable. If I can get rid of the 2, maybe 3 blues I've got left, I can maybe sneak in to that.
Yeah, and actually, now that I think about it, my Disc Priest that I've been raiding with, she's probably sitting around 484. You know, so I mean, and we're not like even all the way through the content. We're only what, 5 or 6 of the bosses down. So you know, I think it's doable, but you will have to play the first raid tier first before you're going to be able to progress into the Lair of the Thunder King.
Yeah. Hmm. So anyway, if you're stockpiling your points, spend them on gear upgrades, flat out replacements, or little upticks in your eye level. Don't hoard them for the 5.2 items, because you won't be able to use them. Also, 5.2, some transmog changes. They're subtle. They're kind of no-brainers, but it's subtle for those who are into the transmog world, or tranny world, as I call it. basically, a rule of thumb, this was kind of really articulated well. Any weapon with similar animations can be transmogged. So weapons that have different animations perceived cannot be. So for example, some of the rules in mind for 5.2, daggers can't be transmogged into swords. Pole arms can't be transmogged into other two-handed weapons, such as a two-handed axe or two-handed hammer. And fist weapons can't be transmogged into other one-handed items, because fist weapons have a different animation set. So that's probably just acknowledging technical holdbacks and restraints and whatnot to prevent those types of weapons from going one to the other. But pretty much, as we know, everything else can be transmogged. So swords to swords, axes to axes and whatnot. Anything that keeps the same animation. That was really an interesting point that they made in this post.
Like a mace to a sword?
According to this, as long as it has the same animation on your tune, whether you know it's a Pandaren or whatnot, if your two-handed mace swings in a similar way a two-handed sword would swing, then I believe from what I'm reading here, then yes, you could do a transmog to that. But I think a lot more people are into transmogging. My opinion, I haven't really done this, so you know I'm naive to it. But I think people are more transmogging into armor, because that's the most immediate eye catch to it. Weapons are nice. There's a old PvP mage staff. It was purple, had cylinders around it with like a little cone at the top and bottom. I think it was Burning Crusade or early Wrath PvP that I wouldn't mind transmogging to if I were to get that drop again. So things like that, I think those are the eye-catching ones. People have been trying to really push transmog to the limit and have been finding what they think are bugs, which are in fact just limitations of transmogging from Blizzard's point of view.
As long as my Holy Pally can keep her beer mug mace, I'm happy. That's all I really want.
Yeah. There's also, I know it's not on the show per se, and I won't dig into every single one of these, but there's a whole shit ton of questions that were asked on forums, and a blue, it's not identified who actually was the responder here. Basically, lots of little comments and snarky trolls regarding classes and how the things have been nuked.
On the internet, snarks and trolls?
I know. It's so fucking earth-shattering and newsworthy But like, for example, someone asks here, you completely destroyed Resto Druid again with a 30% healing reduction. We're now unplayable again. Congrats. And congrats is with a Z. And the blue response, awesome, exactly. And the blue response, how would a global healing buff make one healer weaker than others? And I mean, I'm not a Resto Druid. I know Rob dabbles in one. I think Exifer does as well. And Shane, you play a lot of healers, so maybe, and of course, Ronnie, if you have dabbled in, I know you rest of Shammy, but Druids per se, we could just debate it, but there's a lot of little snabs here. What do you think of the mage situation? Fire nerfed due to very high DPS and now Arcane doing crazy damage, compared to individual fights, especially, and the blue response, compared to individual fights, especially not all top 100, and they are all pretty close on fights, some like Elegon, a throw, numbers way off. So I would really encourage you looking up these blue posts. These are blue tweets back to these individuals, and it references the sources on Twitter. And then there's one about fixing monk tanking and that class just launched. So who knows? There's going to be a lot of little tweaks.
No,
and
don't
changes.
Fix monk tanking. It's great. I love it so much.
Yeah, I was anti until I figured out my rotation. Now that I figured out my rotation,
God, I hope
it's amazing.
Fix it, quote unquote, meaning nerf bat. I guess though monk tanks do a lot more damage than they probably should, but
they probably. And Rob, your monk just hit 90, right?
Yes, I hit my second 90 this week. Yep.
And Chingy Chong is 75.
I can't believe you still haven't been reported for that horrific name.
I can't believe you haven't been reported for your horrific name.
Cow Maine is not racist. It's funny.
Chingy Chong is not racist. It's appropriate.
Hold on, Ronnie. We need an outside opinion.
Alrighty.
Cow Maine. If I'm a Tauren monk named Cow Maine, is that racist?
I think it's a clever play on the race itself.
Okay.
So it's
okay.
Not racist. It's opportunistic for the race.
Okay, now Ronnie, now Chingy Chong, a very classic, steadfast name. Is it racist?
Well, what race are you?
Pandaren.
It's border. It's
all
border.
Right, there we go.
Oh, that shit is racist.
Okay.
That's an outside opinion. From you, Matt, I'm just going to say that shit is racist.
Ronnie's being super nice because you on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being like kind of racist and 10 being super, super duper racist, like you're a very bad man.
I'm a 4.
You're like 12.
No, I'm a 4.
All right.
Well, I would say it's a 4 to 3 or 4.
See, this is why I like guests you bring in, Rob, because they agree with me. Anyway, I'm not going to take much more time, but if you have a moment, MMO Champion does a good job of harnessing all the different tweets regarding classes, and they've pretty much gathered tweets about every class of what people have been trolling and or insinuating, and it's been responded to by a blue. So they did a very good job. So check it out. I think you'll be impressed with some of the blue responses.
All righty. Let's move on.
Okay. Well, now that I just woke up from that slumber, I thought I would tell you that the drop rate in the 5.0 LFR dungeons are going to increase in 5.2.
Yeah.
Because they want people to be able to catch up to the current content. So that means that 5.2 LFR raids will not have their increases touched. So they'll be still the same, you know, you'll get an upgrade every 3 weeks. But the previous patch or previous tier will be, you know, increased. So that'll be nice. So you might get two upgrades within 2 weeks or three.
I honestly thought at first that they were changing it to bend into the QQ, that things never drop in there. But that actually makes a whole lot of sense. What you're saying is that in order to get to that, you know, 486 bar or whatever it is for the next LFR, they've got to start handing out the loot a little more liberally in the old LFR, or it's going to take way too long to get through the content. That makes sense. Ronnie, you play a lot of LFR at all?
I actually do. You know, I got a little discouraged with the LFR for Mogoshan Vaults because, I mean, this is the eternal debate with raiding, right? You want to have it be accessible, but if it's too accessible, then people say it devalues the product, getting the gear. I mean, I don't know. I think LFR is good because of those people who just want some better gear and they just want to experience the fights, LFR is perfect for that. Whereas, like, normal and heroic is more of an honor badge. But, you know, I don't like this new loot system. I don't. Because I understand the reasoning behind its invention and why it works the way it does. And it's, I don't want to invalidate its existence on that level because I do understand it, but maybe you guys can say differently. I ran LFR and Dragon Soul a lot, and I never once experienced people fighting over loot.
Oh, I did all the time.
Oh,
I saw
yeah.
Fights
yeah.
all the time.
Really? I never did. Not once.
I think what they could do for this one is keep the drops the same, but let people be able to trade if they get something they don't need or get a repeat. That's all.
There you go.
It would free up so much complaining, I think. Like,
oh,
I know
always
that
will be complaining.
I got a piece that I didn't need. Somebody else in my raid group could have needed it, though I'm usually the only paladin healer. But
Ronnie, have you ever fought with somebody in LFR because they're being a real big jerk and you just have to pull that card where you're like, look, I was on TV and you weren't. All right. I shook Julie Chen's hand and you didn't. So shut up.
Usually the only time that I fight with people in LFR is I hate the people that think the damage meter rules all.
Yeah,
and
man.
They think kicking the low DPS is going to solve all the problems. No. If you're a high DPS and you don't know the mechanics, you're still a dipshit, okay? You're still going to fail.
Amen.
Now, was that person that you got in a fight with named Cal Maine?
Stop it. I'm not in LFR yet, you racist jerk.
Now, I do have one thing I just want to emphasize on a serious note with LFR and loot is please don't pull a grandpa. Review the Dungeon Journal guide to Hickey to double-check the loot. And don't burn one of your coins on a boss that you've already got loot for, and then the loot drops again, and basically just burn one of those gold coins to to disenchant something. So double check your bosses, what their drops are, and if you really want to spend that coin, because me, the fucktard, forgot to do that and lost a coin. So
my advice to anybody running LFR, in particular Mogushun Vaults, is to maybe not jump into the big, pit in Elegon.
Good advice.
Because
that was so funny, though.
Because I kind of joked about it. I'm like, wouldn't that be funny if somebody just ran and jumped? And I accidentally hit my jump button while I was saying it. I, like, actually fell in and was made fun of. So
I actually told the LFR I was in a week or two ago that I said, I predict four people, no more, no fewer than four people will fall into the hole. And if so, I'll give everyone 50 gold. And in fact, four people fell. I'm like, well, sucks that the whole trading thing doesn't work because I'd give everyone here 50 gold later, and I left. And sure enough, people fell, and it was predictable, including the tank, which is kind of annoying for that fight.
Yeah. Well, we're done talking about that because I'm done talking about it. So we're going to talk about the fact that Blizzard put a new mount in the store today because they want you to be, an idiot and buy it.
My Little Pony mount?
No, it's like My Little Goat mount or something.
Yeah.
It is awful goat.
Yeah. It's called the Swift Windsteed. It is $25 and it is ugly. So
yes.
You're an idiot if you buy this. Sorry, John, because I know I made you show me yours that you bought.
Say the same thing.
Before the show, he's like, oh, yeah, I totally got it. I was like, okay, I got to go look at it. It is dumb. It has a neat little special mount animation where it spins in a circle on its back legs. I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. But it looks dumb when it flies because it's on like a cloud and it's just galloping there. And it's not really doing anything. And it's also ugly and has that big pointy nipple on the front of it. And I don't understand.
What?
But if you feel the need to have a pointy nipple goat and you want to ride on it, then go spend your $25 on this. Blizzard would love you. And there's only one color, despite like four colors being data mined. So who's going to get it out of this group?
Not me.
Not me.
I don't think I've ever gotten anything from the pet store.
25 is way
too much. I'm sorry. I was going to get the Cinder Kitty because I thought that went to a good cause. But
yeah,
otherwise,
I got the Cinder Kitty.
Me too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I've only bought the charity pets. That's like when the Cinarian thing for the tsunami, the Cinder Kitten for. I've bought all those. I even bought the Pandaren when it was originally for Make a Wish. So my Pandaren has a Pandaren. But yeah, I haven't bought any of the others. $25 for a mount and one that's not even that great. I mean, that is pushing it. That is like 2 months of WoW. I mean, it's your money. Spend it how you want, I guess, at the end of the day. But I look at it and go, that is just too damn much money for that.
I'd love to see a follow-up story in like a month or two to figure out how many of those are actually sold.
Collectors, so they want their mount achievements. They'll buy this ugly piece of crap.
I bought the Celestial Steed. And after that, I had so much buyer's remorse, I thought, never again. Never again.
But see, you get a pass on that because I think a lot of people bought it because it was like, you know, it's a new thing. They're going to offer mounts on in this new way. And it actually looks really cool because the Celestial Steed, you know, it really did look pretty epic and until you actually saw like a million of them in Dalaran.
Right.
But, yeah.
Ronnie, that made me think of a Big Brother question. If you'd won the $500,000, how much of that would have been blown on video games?
Honestly, not much. I had earmarked a lot of it to spend on arts and education.
Aww.
Oh, wow.
Why you gotta get all soft on us, Ronnie?
We got ourselves a humanitarian.
Because there's not a lot of that where I live, and you know, I grew up in theater, doing theater and stuff, and it meant a lot to me, so I wanted to make sure that some other kid that couldn't have that because there's a lot of poverty in West Virginia where I'm from, and not a lot of kids would have had that opportunity.
Isn't there some reality show in West Virginia now, the New Jersey Shore or something?
You mean Buck Wild?
That's it, it's Buck called, Wild.
And I thought it was called Moonshiners.
It's supposed to be like super duper offensive and all this.
It is. You know, it's like, I don't know if you're in my Facebook post, but it's like I said, you know, they're not West Virginian. They're idiots. And those live in all 50 states. So.
Good point.
True facts.
Good point. All right. Well, I got one more story for you guys. This is just a quick one. You know how Blizzard tends to do these big release trailers when a patch is about to come out? Well, I can't think of a time where they've done this. They did a little teaser trailer this time, and they've been really good at keeping the news coming even through, you know, the holidays. I got to give them credit. That whole smaller, more frequent patches things that we've joked about a million times during Cataclysm, that's like actually happening this time, and it's pretty fun to watch. They did put out a little trailer. You can look it up on YouTube very easily. It's a teaser trailer. It's not the official launch trailer, but it's certainly going to give you a look at some things like what the insides of the raids look like, what the mounts look like in action. You know, a lot of things that, yes, admittedly have been data mined, but it's kind of neat to see Blizzard kind of tipping their hat. Yeah, okay, you know, maybe you've seen this through the data mine. Here it is through official channels. Yes, it's got a Triceratops. Yes, you know, the mobs look like this and the raid looks like this and so forth. So you can search that out on YouTube or I believe it's on Blizzard's official website. I think so. So you can check that out. Would you guys check?
It's on the launcher when you launch it. Mm-hmm. You can watch it.
Yeah. Very cool. Have you guys all checked out the trailer? What'd you guys think?
Dumb.
I liked it. Well, I kind of liked it, although I didn't like the dinosaurs that had the clinky, clunky gold helmets.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Ever since that first Cataclysm patch, everything troll or has that troll look to
I'm
it
so sick of
makes
troll
me
stuff.
Shiver. It gives me like PTSD because I hated that first Cataclysm patch so much. It's like, no, don't go back there. Don't go back there. But I'm trying to keep an open mind because Pandaria
is pretty
cool.
See, I liked the troll stuff from Cataclysm, but because I thought those dungeons weren't that bad.
You're weird.
But I'm just so sick of seeing trolls, always fighting trolls. And now it's like mixed with Ungoro Crater stuff. And then freaking Mogu, which are also not interesting to me anymore.
Less troll on troll action.
Give me some more some more Mantid stuff. Oh, that they're awesome.
Or Urethrials.
Oh my god. I did that
on purpose for just comedic effect.
I know you did. All right. That's going to do it for the news roundtable tonight. So let's get to that big news that we've been teasing all week long. I'm not sure how to set this up. Maybe we should go into a segment called How Was Your Week in Azeroth? And Shane, I know you hate starting this segment off, but for the sake of our big news, I think you should start us off tonight.
Okay, so my week in Azeroth, I watched the Pokemon trailer today at 5 in the morning, and I was also on WoW at the same time, so see, works.
You're leaving the part that happened over the weekend out for some reason.
there was lots of speculation this weekend over what the Pokemon trailer would be.
You wanted him to go first, Rob. Now you're suffering the consequences.
Regret it. Never do it again, obviously.
I vote to evict Shane from the Horde House.
I want
to
say that I will pull us back to the real point at hand.
All right.
Okay. All right. So my week in Azeroth, I played a lot of Frog Fractions.
Yay, Frog Fractions!
And I tell you, once you go Frog Fractions, you never go Factions.
Ronnie, have you heard of this Flash game called Frog Fractions?
I have not, but it sounds intriguing.
It's the best.
If I have to look up Batman Fights a Street Worker, then you're going to have to look up Frog Fractions at some point.
Okay.
Because I just looked at it going,
past the fact that it looks like it's a game designed for, like, to teach, I don't know, a third grader? Do they do fractions in third grade? I don't know how to do fractions, because it is not that at all. You just got to keep playing it. It's so good.
All right.
So, I'll talk for real now.
All right, thank you.
Though the Pokemon stuff is true. So this weekend, no, not this weekend, this week. Or was it last week? What's today?
It really doesn't matter. Just tell the goddamn story.
I'm just trying to get the days right.
I'm drunk. He's confused what day it is.
Thursday, Friday-ish.
Okay. So our guild has two raid groups. And we're in raid group two, which is pretty much, you know, its own separate little guild. We don't really intermingle for reasons. Anyway, raid group one had a meeting, and the outcome of their meeting was four of their members quit raiding and one of them quit the guild. That threw people from that raid group all in a little tizzy, and they got all emo, and it was freaking ridiculous. And
there was a big fight,
like,
and they had to cut the feeds. It was ridiculous.
They were headbutting people.
Yes.
And we're all just like rolling our eyes at this because it was stupid. And it was more stupid when I found out the details of their meeting, like exactly what was said. So a couple of our members, pretty much all 10 of us, have always flirted with the idea of leaving the guild for one reason or another. And that comes up like 3 times a week. So we finally did it. And we waited several days to, you know, be nice and talk to who you would call the leaders of the guild, you know, tell them, you know, no hard feelings. We like you. It's just, you know, we're ready to move on, blah, blah, blah. None of the people came online in those days. So we got sick of waiting. We founded the, can I say this now?
Sure.
Okay. We founded the Horde House Guild on the Proudmoore server, and we are ditching Drendon because we don't play there. And it just made more sense. So our raid group moved from our old guild to Horde House, and now you will be very easily able to join our guild if you're listening, because we are always on this server and we never go to Drendon. So Horde House.
I also want to put this a little more delicately for the few, the proud that were on Drendon all the time.
You like you still you can
oh, yeah.
come over?
Oh yeah, we love that group on Drendon. The reality, everybody knew it, guys. We were hardly ever on Drendon because we were trying to spread ourselves too thin between we've got our real life friends on this Alliance Guild. Some of us for a time were still playing there. We've got this,
some of us are playing there right
yeah,
now.
Some of us are still playing there if you're grandpa. We've got our raiding thing is growing on Proudmoore of all places. It just kind of took off. It happened. And now we're all neglecting Drendon because of it. And I felt, you know, we wanted to make it work. We wanted to make it happen. But it wasn't gaining enough steam. And a lot of that was our fault. So I know there's at least like, and I know this is sound like really like little, but I really feel bad for these people that have really invested a lot into Drendon. There's like one or two people I know that are still like very loyal on Drendon. We're going to try to take up a collection. Even Dark Soccer and I were talking over the weekend. Dark Soccer is going to donate $5. There's a couple of you on Drendon and we will contact you. We want to offer to transfer one of your characters to Proudmoore because we feel that bad about kind of like pulling the rug from under you. But in the long run, this is like totally the best decision for, you know, getting an active guild for the show. And our friends at Girls Gone WoW went through a very similar thing. And it was almost the exact same story. Like, we weren't really on this guild because this was the guild where the raiding took off. And this is where, you know, we ended up being. So
I'll donate too, as long as I can expense it back to the VOG Network bank account.
Absolutely, you can do that.
Dude, Grandpa's rich. He should just bankroll the whole thing.
I am not rich. I'm going to remodel. I have a range, no microwave.
Oh, come on, Grandpa. But you can afford like $100.
I'll donate $20 to the poor Drendan.
See, I hear 20, but it sounds more like
I think that
50.
Was 50. We got to get Joanne. I got to give a shout out to Joanne. She's been like the loyal one. She's we're going to offer to move her for sure. And I know Chigger's already rolled on all on Proudmoore, so
we need to get him out of that guild.
Yeah, well, we can work on that. Anyway, I don't want to get into all the details on like
Shane is a guild corrupter.
Who
I am. That's true.
But yeah, but let me put this into perspective. The new Horde House Guild, which is simply called Horde House on Proudmoore, not Best Little Horde House anymore, is just Horde House on Proudmoore.
Oh, that is an amazing name, though.
Thank you. I wish we could say we were the first guild ever to be called that, but sadly we're not. But Horde House on Proudmoore is already level 5.
I don't know. Let me look.
And that's less than a week.
Yeah, 5.
So
I still have two more things about.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, that was the important news. We moved our guild, and you know, I think it will work out for the better in the long run. But big sorry, forgive us, understand why we did it to the loyal people on Drennan.
Rob, you're so diplomatic.
I know.
So
yeah, fucking sucks.
I would get eaten alive on Big Brother, wouldn't I, Ronnie?
Well, no, I think you'd be the one that everyone would be like, "Don't worry about Rob. Don't worry about him. Just let him stay. Don't worry about Rob."
That's what I like to hear.
And then Rob will stab in the back.
And then you make it to the final three. And then you're like, I might win.
I won Big Brother twice online, Ronnie. Twice.
Whoa. You know
I'm lead on the internets, too.
All right. Sorry, Shane. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about the guild drama because it's fun. So our guild, Horde House, was established on the 2nd of January. And today is the 8th. What the crap? Sorry, I've got like something playing on my I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, there we go. Anyway, I had some video start playing in the background. I don't know why. So it was established on the 2nd, and today is the 8th. Today, I hear from somebody from the old guild asking why we left. Today, 6 days later.
Wow.
Like, we really mattered over there. It's freaking ridiculous.
Well, when did you do your mass guild quit? Like at 2 in the morning or
no,
prime
it
time?
Was,
or?
It was people left in kind of waves. We had the first few people leave, I think, on the 3rd. And then I think I left on the 3rd, too. I kicked all my characters out of the other guild because I was an officer. I was an officer. I had I have their vent info and like control, too. And so I was just like booting all my characters out. I booted my boyfriend's character out.
You kicked your own characters versus just G quitting all of them?
Yeah, it was easier to just be on my officer and kick them all out instead of having
plus
to log in.
Plus it makes a statement.
Yeah, to the nobody that was
on. No one was on.
Like, they had a recruiting thing go on some time recently, and there's all these like people I've never talked to and didn't know, and only one person I actually knew that was also an officer was on. I was just like, kick, 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 kick. And he's like, WTF, LOL. I was like, that's a great statement. Kick, 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 kick.
you make me happy.
My thoughts exactly.
And then, yeah, it's 6 days later. It's just, right. It's dumb.
How can
and
the listeners,
I'm so glad.
If the listeners want to try this again and join our guild that we are actually active in and we really do play in, how could they join the guild?
I should put us in Guild Finder. That might help.
That's a good idea.
I'm on all the time, and my character's name that I'm always on is Solias, S-O-L-I-A-S. Obviously, we're Horde side. Anybody can invite, so maybe we'll post some names of people that
or
can invite you somewhere.
Do a /who Horde House on the Proudmoore US.
I don't know how to do that.
So, yeah, just type /who space Horde space house. Like, you know,
well, I'm not gonna, well, so I'm gonna
that's
stay
how
ignorant,
you can see
thanks.
Who's online and everybody can invite. So.
It's pronounced ignorant.
But you know what, guys? It speaks so highly of your guys' characters, and I'm being serious here, that you waited to at least give them the chance to log on. I've always said in the history of playing MMOs, you can tell how great a people are if they wait to quit a guild, like give a chance to say no hard feelings or whatever, rather than just quitting.
I think it was already past the point of no return. I think the conversation was more, this is why we're quitting. We don't want to be ninjas in the middle of Friday night, even though that's what ended up really happening. But we wanted to have that conversation, and it didn't work out for whatever reason. And there were other people that were much more like, we need to quit. We need to quit now. This has got to get going. We need to start getting XP in the new guild. We need mass res. Da, da, da. And it's like, I can't argue with that. We're rolling our wheels here. This has to start now. And
Plus, I mean, it's true. Like, I don't have any ill will to them. I don't think they're good people. Oh, except for today. The other part of it, we got booted from the Facebook group. Like,
dun dun dun.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. After I got a message.
The equivalent of being unfriended on Facebook, basically.
Yeah, I got a message saying, you know, why'd you guys quit and where'd you go? And I explained it. And then Rob texts me. He's like, oh, I can't see the guild anymore on Facebook. I'm like, huh, yeah, we got booted. So clearly, like, we weren't appreciated.
It's like the ultimate in passive aggressive behavior.
Seriously. Yeah, and that's kind of what they did. They had some stupid rules about inactivity, but they only applied it to people that weren't like their closest friends. And, you know, I'm glad to be gone. They don't listen, and I don't think they ever will listen. So
it's good a new riddance. Start. It's a new start. So
yes.
All right.
As somebody that came into the guild really at the end, I like kind of was indifferent to the whole thing. But I really like to hate on that one person that you talked to.
So. She is the one that sent me that message today and us out too. So
because like she's the one who got mad when I won a guild contest and it because I wasn't like I wasn't some veteran. You know, guild person, I was like such the devil for winning that. Like, screw you. I'm glad I'm not in your guild anymore.
Also, we had a guild member fight her on the black market auction house for a pet that neither of them won. And she made that new guild member feel so bad that they went and tried to buy it from the Alliance auction house once it was won by an Alliance person and offered to give the person we're talking about 50,000 gold. And then the person we're talking about still posted in Facebook this emo post, like whining about how, you know, even guildies bid against her and blah, blah, blah. And oh, poor me. And then her little cronies started bad mouthing this poor girl that, you know, was also wanting the pet. Like, who does that?
You know, I think
bitches.
There really just comes a point, and this is honestly how it went down with me, like where you just go, you know, we just need to be in charge. That's the only way this guild is going to be. We just need to be in charge. And it's,
you know,
it's,
Ronnie, you know what that means?
It's not an ego thing. It's just
you're rolling a new tune on Proudmoore.
Well, you want to know something funny?
Hmm.
I have Horde characters on Proudmoore.
Oh. Hot damn. Are they Horde?
They are Horde.
He just said they're Horde characters on Proudmoore.
I know,
there's a Lion's Horde.
I need to keep drinking, apparently.
They're not very high level, but I actually logged into WoW while we're talking to double check. They're not very high level because I think a friend of mine made like a tune there, and I always reserve the names I want. You guys are going to laugh. You want to hear these tune names? You
All
ready
right.
for this?
All right.
Sure. Zingbot.
Oh, God.
Of course.
Rat Attack, Ratty Tat, Root of Evil, Day Yum Yum, Rano, and for the ultimate, my druid is named House Guest.
Oh, we need House Guest in Horde.
We
house.
Do need House Guest.
Good evening, House
I'm
Guest.
Gonna for that.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I'll totally, like I said, my guild that I was in, that I'm still, they still kind of took a break. They still play, but not really. So I'm actually looking for a server to transfer my 90 to, and because I only have 190 so far.
There you go. Oh. Awesome.
There might be some discussions later.
Might need to have a chat. All right. Well, in the interest of time, because we're running a little long tonight, let's wrap up the weeks in Azeroth. I want to go around quickly and see how everybody's weeks were in Azeroth. I'll just go next. I'll say quickly, my monk hit 90, as mentioned before, and I am in this really weird place where now, what am I doing on my 90? Dailies and scenarios. The exact
opposite.
The exact opposite of what I was talking about a month ago.
It's the like, things that I complain about.
Yes.
We're both doing them now.
It's so weird. Like having a second 90, it must be like having a second baby or something where it just changes your perspective on everything. It's like, I see the world in a whole new way, and scenarios, they're beautiful too. It's,
well, don't have a third 90 or else.
It's a whole new Azeroth.
It is.
Don't have a third 90 or else it'll have middle tune syndrome.
Oh, Grandpa. Oh, keep drinking.
Marsha. Oh, I'll just
You're
keep
so
drinking.
You're so stupid. All right, Grandpa, why don't you go next?
Well, Chingy Chong is 75 and proud of it.
What server? Because I need to go report that name.
It's on that one server, that one place.
Okay.
I burned that gold coin I was telling you about, the greater coin, on LFR. But I have been running LFRs. I've been trying to get my valor points back up. I rolled a new priest on the new Horde House Guild on Proudmoore. So I named him some Latin name that I can't pronounce. I forget what the name is now. Kalo Anonymous or something like that. It means holy or heavenly. And then I brought my old paladin that poor paladin, such a server slut. She started out on Narzul, transferred her to Auchendown, then to Ravencrest, then to Proudmoore, all because Rob told me to do this.
Yeah, it's my fault. But you're a curse. You always break up guilds when you transfer.
And who begged me to
that's
bring
why, that's
my
why
tombs?
Before you were like, should I just come over to Proudmoore? I'm like, you know what, Matt? You might want to hold off because I think I see the end coming. I see the dark at the end of the tunnel, and just hold off a couple days, Matt.
Fucking sure dying
enough,
of fire.
Sure enough.
sure enough. So I have my holy prot pally in – I'm sorry. Holy ret pally in the new Horde House Guild as well as a priest. I'm debating whether to bring something else over. Other than that, raiding, I'm really good on farming. I'm nearly maxed out in all cooking, all types. And sadly, due to a daily for Cloud Serpent, I have to fish minnows for a daily. So my fishing has magically gone from 150 to 250 in the matter of 2 days because I need to fish out minnows for this fucking daily. So the one profession I have never leveled up in all these expansions, all these years, is probably going to hit near max level sometime in the near future. Real quick, Exifer, I finally got Exalt with Shadowpan, but I can't ride my Serpent. Do I really need to get Exalted with Cloud Serpent in order to learn the riding
yes.
skill? Fuck my life. Fuck you, Blizzard.
Sorry. It's
oh my
your
god.
Fault. You've had all this time to grind that faction.
Oh, but I focus on Golden Lotus, and then it was Taylor.
Well, you focus strong.
Well, you know what? fucking focus. Oh my god, I can't. I'm gonna punch. Oh my god. Anyway, so
punch yourself. You're the only. You're the blame.
Clock.
Don't punch yourself.
I'm working on Cloud Serpent right now because on my new sexy mount I can't ride because Blizzard needs to make me exalted on yet another fucking faction. That is what's new in the week of Azeroth for me.
Extrovert?
I did dailies this week, like every day, like so odd because I've not like really played the game because I played a lot of frog fractions and yeah, I also played fractions. Yeah, yay that. And then I also played like Zombie U a lot over the weekend, and so I haven't really done much in game except for do dailies for the new dominance offensive whatever. So that's cool, but otherwise nothing else.
Ronnie, how about you? What's a week in WoW look like for you? What's this past week been?
Well, you know, I've actually just been, like I said, I actually rolled a few alts on a server where some of my students play because they're desperately noobish. Desperately, desperately noobish. And I've kind of been tooling around with those tunes trying to find the one that I was going to take to 90 because I'm very sad to say this. It is the one Alliance tune I play because they play Alliance, like I said. So I told them for them I'll play one Alliance tune.
It's okay to play one. It's okay to play one.
That's how they get you.
No, because they're terrible. But one is fine.
I play one occasionally, just like once a year. And yeah, I really like it because it's a tiny little gnome. And they're the best. of the Alliance, I think.
I have two or three Alliance that I will play once in a while. Not since Pandaria, but I'll go back originally just because I like to see both sides of the coins, you know, especially like with a Theramore scenario and stuff. It's neat.
Right.
It's neat to see both sides of it. I think you, if you really want to get the whole story, you got to do both sides.
That's It'd only be it. Nice if my Draenei could kill Jaina.
All right, so you've been dabbling in the Alliance this week, Ronnie, huh?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
I won't tell, don't worry. All right, let's quickly, some plugs. Of course, the Guild, now on Proudmoore, Horde House on the Horde side on Proudmoore US. We'll put ourselves in the Guild Finder. Just make sure you mention in your note that you are a listener of the show. You know, say something that, you know, just so we know it's not like a random person trying to rob our bank, okay? You can catch the premiere of this show on the Voice of Geeks Network, VogNetwork.com, every Wednesday at about 11 a.m. or whenever the lovely ladies from Girls Gone WoW finish their show. It's Warcraft Wednesdays at the Voice of Geeks Network, VogNetwork.com. Also, a plug for my other show, Orange Lounge Radio. If you're more into general gaming and you want to listen to a live show on Sunday nights, Sundays at the Voice of Geeks Network, Orange Lounge Radio, the internet's longest-running weekly program about video games, our 11th broadcast year. Dear God. All right. Facebook question of the week time.
Where's my music? All right. Pokemon music today. Hooray. This past week, some random veteran research dude said, I would rather hire a high-level World of Warcraft player than an MBA from Harvard. He cites the passion players show for the game, willingness to succeed in an environment that has no real bonus structure, and how guild politics can prepare people for the real world as reasons for his comments. Have you found this to be true for your own situation? Has playing WoW positively affected your work life in any way, or is it just the opposite? So we got a few responses. Jimmy says, WoW hasn't helped or hurt my work life. It isn't very difficult to excel at playing this game. Even a 12-year-old could be a high-level WoW player. I learned way more about how to be a good worker from college than I could ever learn from WoW or any video game for that matter. I didn't even get a master's at an Ivy League school, which, despite the author's dismissal, takes a lot of passion and years of dedication to achieve or even be accepted into a place like Harvard.
And money.
Yes. And being white. LugtoneX says, I don't think WoW has affected my work life very much, but I have always been one to take all my experiences and use them to function better at my job. Evan AML, because he's got so many names, so I don't know which one I'm supposed to abbreviate as his last initial, says, playing WoW has taught me a few things when it comes to leading a group of people. As a matter of fact, because of the skills I have taken from playing WoW, I am an assistant manager at my store. Jaylinx ends it with, for what it's worth, WoW has helped my people skills a bit. As we all know from last week's email, I didn't have the best raid leader. However, all the years of dealing with people just like that on both WoW and Final Fantasy XI have really taught me to ignore the bad and to just enjoy what I'm doing. My focus when I raid is pretty simple. Do my job as well as I can and figure out how to do better if my best isn't working. I'm sure any boss would want an employee with the same principles, so I can definitely see where he was coming from with that analysis. Everybody else's thoughts, go.
Well, you know, I think WoW teaches you the best lesson about anywhere, but having a job in general, in that, like in WoW, you can work really hard, learn all the mechanics, do the best job you can, and then sometimes Blizzard comes along with the nerf bat, and then boom, you get screwed. And lots of times, jobs are like that.
It's true. And then you go find either a new job or a new function in that job.
Yep.
It's like you know me, Ronnie. It's like you know me.
Or you start your own business.
When everybody rage quits your other business.
Suddenly Grandpa's an inscriptor and a tailor. What's that over there? That's my mortar and pestle. I'm actually milling my herbs right now. Care to help? Yeah.
I got into this a lot more on OLR this week because we talked about the story a little more in depth. But my short answer is that I'm a corporate trainer during the day. That's my day job. And I would say the podcasting and the radio has probably done more for that because I can talk all day long. No problem. I love to hear myself talk. If that isn't obvious. But I find that in WoW, you still kind of find the best way to deal with a variety of people. And I think that has helped my people skills and in being able to tell what can sometimes be difficult people, difficult things. And I would say I have used some of that in my career, is that sometimes you have some not so good news. Like, you know, you need to pull up your DPS by like 10K, buddy. You know, you have to think of a way to word that where they're not going to lose all faith in, you know, what they're doing. And that happens in the real world sometimes, is that, you know, hey, you got to, you know, do better.
Have them pull up their DPS?
Yeah, sure. Have them pull up their DPS. I would say I've learned a little bit about that. But, you know, ideally, the perfect candidate kind of has a mixture of either college or on-the-job experience. I've admitted this on the show. I didn't finish college, and for me, that was the right decision, because college isn't for anybody, everybody, and I needed to get right out into the working world. But, you know, wherever you get those skills, be it college or the working world, I think that in combination with an appropriate amount of World of Warcraft is healthy.
Well, I don't work. So, yeah. But if I did, maybe I should consider, like, the gym my job. Mm-hmm. In that case, I don't let WoW, like, you know, get between me and my gym. So, yeah.
Ronnie, and, I know you haven't met Extifer before tonight, but Extifer could have been on, like, the Biggest Loser. How much weight did you lose in a year, Extifer?
I was 335 pounds, and I... And now, well, I'm about 230, but
that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thanks. I actually, my lowest was 190, 195. But,
Did you do it with slop?
No. But you know what? I would love to try that.
I have some.
You do?
Yes.
Interesting.
What slop is that good for, heroin?
Isn't it just like, I thought it was always just like a protein shake or something, or like protein mix or something is what it was. I don't know.
It looks like cement mix or something. Or no, Plaster of Paris.
I can't tell what it really is because they Photoshop and blur out the ingredients. But, so we're trusting it's not poisonous. But it's basically like bird seed, Elmer's glue, and raw oatmeal.
And Xanax.
Oh.
Xanax
sounds delicious.
You know, after learning that, I definitely didn't lose the weight based on slop.
That's why I lost 17 pounds in 1 week, because I just quit eating. I was like, F this. I'm not eating.
I would get a headache. I would get the worst headaches and migraines, and I would turn into an even bigger raving bitch, as if that were possible.
It's not. Possible.
First one voted out, I would be.
But that's awesome. You lost all that weight. Seriously, congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah, it actually, you know, when I was playing WoW very heavily, and it was when I had a job and everything, and I was I really did let WoW actually rule my life at one point, and Rob can attest to this, when I lived with him, because like I would stay home from work just to play WoW, but I've learned a lot since then.
But then Jillian Michaels came over and screamed at you, and you learned to kick those demons.
Yeah, exactly. It was Jillian Michaels, definitely.
Or so, maybe it was your mother, so one of the two.
I've become a lot more active, and I'm really big on physical fitness and everything. And I know now, after having done all of that, you know, by myself, that I would never go back to that lifestyle, and still yet I still embrace WoW as a really great thing. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't think it was like the reason why I, you know, gained all that weight. It was me, you know what I mean? It was always me. So, but yeah. So anyway,
I would cast you on the Amazing Race X for after that story.
Aww. Yeah.
Anyhow,
I can tell you a trick after we're done here. I'll tell you guys a trick on how to get on the Amazing Race.
Okay. Oh, I want to know this one. Right.
You know, we still, my brother-in-law still wants to go on with me. So, like, yeah, we are definitely interested.
All right. do we get everybody? Grandpa, do we hear from you on this?
I have to disagree to a point that there's something to be said for some type of formal education, whether it's community college, undergrad, grad, whatever. I can confidently say that I have not learned any skills from WoW that I've taken to the workforce. Although I always will joke that trying to lead a raid group of 40 people in Molten Core takes a small feat, and if I can do that, then I could probably lead my own people in a company. But that's all in joking and not nothing for serious. I think there's some skills that can be gained from playing the game, but nothing would equate to trumping an Ivy League or any school's formal education. I think it's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Shane?
I'm looking at Pokemon stuff, so
I think that says it all. That
actually,
says
after
it all.
Hearing Matt's answer, I kind of think I misunderstood the question.
I don't, but that's
I
all
only
right.
half listen to the all show. Right. By the way, I'm like sitting here like
it's running a little
to fall,
long. Let me
fall asleep, and you guys keep waking me up.
Let me move on. If you want to answer next week's Facebook question, facebook.com/hordehouse. Let me get to the tweets. twitter.com/hordehouse. You send us tweets, we read them and make fun of them, and we'll answer them. Flacco Jones being topical tonight with the first tweet. Okay, gratuitous Big Brother question.
Skip it.
Which house guest would you guys most like and least like leading your raid, and why? I'd go for Dan for most because he loves to coach players up, and Jesse for the least because he can't flex his way to a boss kill.
Oh, zing.
So,
you know what? I the thing is, like, I'm just going to suck up to our guest because he actually plays well. Or maybe Jen, because she plays well,
there
too.
There you go, there you go.
And one of those two, like, one of you two would be our raid leader. But I don't think there could ever be anything productive I'm drawing a blank. Jordan. I don't think anything could ever be productive
truth
having
that.
Jordan as your raid leader. I think the whole raid would just be running all throughout every... We'd be dead, like, the whole time.
There's all these buttons on this screen. What's this do? What does this do?
All Shane, right. Are we going to raid this week? Because I really need that helm.
I'm not even going to ask Grandpa because he doesn't even know. He'd be like,
No. I have something to contribute to this conversation.
All right, fine. Please.
Well, what's this button do?
Blow me away.
In your finale, you had a pretty vigorous discussion with some bitch who looked like a high maintenance bitch. What was her name?
You're talking about the YouTube with Michelle, I think, who Ronnie,
yeah, Michelle.
Ronnie likes,
yeah.
Now.
I'd want her in a raid, but she'd be a warlock because...
She would be a warlock.
Yeah, because she's just... She nasty.
Shane, who would you want leading the raid, and who wouldn't you want leading the raid?
I have three answers for who I want to lead.
All right.
Okay. First one, I'd want Shane because he's hot. second would be... freaking at Brittany because she's hilarious. Third would be Nick because I didn't know he played WoW and he had that hot picture of him. And
so you're totally superficial with your
Yes,
answers,
yes. Well, duh. And then who I don't want to lead would be Julie Chen. She's not a house guest, but it's close enough.
She is pretty, though.
Yeah, I think it would be very weird, and she would have weird pauses.
We're going
to have to know stuff.
We're going to pull the boss in 30 seconds, but first, I need everybody to put on their buffs. All right.
But first. Yes.
Let's see, my answer. You bastard, Shane, you stole my answer. I was going to say Brittany as well, but for a different reason, because we would talk shit in tells the whole time.
Oh, we would.
Oh my God, Brittany is my choice,
there
too.
Is no
we
bigger,
all just chose Brittany.
There is no like, bigger, like, I realize she was a horrific coach, but there is no better shit talker in Big Brother history, possibly, than Brittany. So I, you know, that's the fun of WoW, is talking shit in tells. Not that I do that with my current group, mind you. I would never.
No, we never do that.
Never. We don't. We really don't. But let's see. Who would I least want running the raid group? Rachel. Because the first time she laughs, I'd end it.
Can you imagine her on Vegas?
Vegas! Oh, my God. She'd be one of those people. It's like 400% volume that's way too loud. I'm not that
He goes to phase three.
Okay, Ronnie, I'm dying to know your answer. You know a lot of these people. Who do you want leading your? You can't use yourself. Who do you want leading your raid, and who do you not want leading your raid?
The person I would want leading the raid is Shima, and I tell you why. She will kick anyone out of that group, no questions asked. Because that's the worst part when I have led raids. I hate having to say, I'm sorry, but we need to find someone else because I feel bad about it. She wouldn't feel bad. She'd just get rid of him. She'd be like, you're not up to snuff. Bye.
That is
so
awesome.
So would you say that she was totally true to herself on that show?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Well, and, yes. And what about the least, Ronnie?
Rachel, because anytime you criticized, however politely, she would probably nerd rage and she'd quit the guild. And
then Brendan would come on and yell at you for like an hour.
He would.
Now, yeah, they should be like, Brendan!
Now, this is funny. My boyfriend walked into the kitchen and overheard this question, and he told me how to answer this, how he would answer. Alan, hi, by the way.
Hello.
And now, how would you answer this question? Who would you most want leading your raid?
I don't have a most, Brad. You have a least.
Okay, what's the least?
With my limited Big Brother knowledge, Chima, the least likely, because after the third wipe, she would just hearth back and delete the entire guild bank, and then she quit.
Now, she may do that, if I'm being fair. She may do that.
Ronnie just said, she may do that. She'd throw the hearth into the ocean and it would be over. All right. All right. A tweet from Virtual Phil. I told you, we legit are fans of this show. All right. Virtual Phil tweets us and says, have any of you signed up for the Final Fantasy 14 MMO beta testing?
Yes.
Will Final Fantasy rip you away from the sweaty grip of Blizzard?
Yes.
I will flirt with Final Fantasy 14. I'm definitely buying it. After things and alphas I may have known people in that happened recently, I'm very interested in the Final Fantasy 14 reboot. What about you, Ronnie? You've played other MMOs like Star Wars Galaxies. Do you think an MMO like Final Fantasy 14 could take you away? Or are you all about WoW now and forever?
Well, you know, I think I'm permanently a WoW player because, you know, there's just something... I always say this, and I'm sure you guys agree, the community of the game is what keeps me coming back. Mm-hmm. And I feel there's so many friends that play WoW that I'm just never going to get away from it. And I'm kind of burnt by Final Fantasy XI still.
Oh, I love Final Fantasy XI.
You liked it?
I want to be there with you, though. I don't understand Final Fantasy XI.
Here's the thing about XI. I actually Shane and I played XI a lot before we played WoW. XI got so much better when the Japanese developers finally woke up and admitted, oh yeah, there is a problem with this game and there are some things that need to be fixed. They've implemented a lot of great stuff into Final Fantasy XI, but now it's too old. And the first Final Fantasy XIV was such a flopzilla. Like, I don't even know what else to call it. It was so horrifically bad that now people are going to have problems trusting the reboot. And that's too bad because the reboot, I'm telling you guys, it is going to be WoW with Final Fantasy characters in many ways. I mean, not totally, but...
What was so good about 11, though, is you had all these different classes, and, like, I suck at DPS in WoW. Like, I'm horrible, and I don't think I'm good at tanking, and I'm decent at healing. But in Final Fantasy 11, I could go be a bard, and all I do is I just run back and forth and play songs, and I get experience points for that, and that's fun to me. Enjoyed it.
All right. Let me go to one more tweet tonight at twitter.com/hordehouse from Salacious Pop with an idea for the game. Pandaria needs an NPC named Carson Dailies who offers you total request live for 20 gold and some raid tokens.
I think that is sadly not ever going to happen because it's way past its time. Nobody on this game will know what that even means.
I love the idea. Well, no, he hosts The Voice now. Didn't you know that's like a big show?
Yes, but nobody...
They'll never get the total request live.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, that's sad. Remember when MTV played music videos, y'all? That's how old we are.
They used to have Madonna weekends.
MTV is still a thing, but it's just MTV, and they don't really. I mean, they have the Video Music Awards, but everybody uses YouTube for that now.
They don't do the M anymore; they just do the TV.
No, it's
well, they call
MTV.
It music entertainment television.
It's like and VH1 is all about like reality shows, and not even reality game shows. Like they don't.
I miss the stupid reality shows on VH1 that were so bad and trash.
I miss Rock of Love.
I miss Pop Up Video. Pop Up Video.
Rock of Love and Flavor of Love and I Love New York. Oh, those are so good.
I watched I Love New York like it was nobody's business.
Yes.
I'm almost ashamed to admit how much I watched that show. Like, I would stay up and watch marathons of that show.
I would too.
Even after I watched the episodes. Like, I knew it was going to happen.
I loved when Pumpkin spit on her. I loved that. It was so trashy, and I loved it.
I don't understand why they will have all of these shows, but they won't bring back The Mole, which was the best one ever.
Because when they tried to do it again, it just wasn't as good because they couldn't get Anderson Cooper, and it was just so flat.
Then get the next best thing. Get Kathy Griffin.
She would be funny, but she would not be serious enough. And like in the like the serious that Anderson Cooper had, that was still kind of funny. Yeah,
what about a reality show of hosts like Probst and Julie Chan and all that?
Those celebrity show. I mean, The Apprentice. Oh, we could talk about this forever. We got to wrap the show. All right, let's get to emails. HordeHousePodcast@gmail.com if you want to send us emails. Flocko Jones starting us off tonight with the first email. We've got two to read tonight. Hey guys, so last week when you didn't have a show, I heard a new Warchief rumor. So far I've heard rumors starting with Bane just because, Vol'jin thanks to the upcoming novel and the reskin, and now in the patch 5.2 PTR, I hear there are hints dropped that it might be Lothramar Theron of the Blood Elves. Do you think...
Nope.
Do you think that would go a long way to ending all this fan wank about the Blood Elves leaving the Horde if instead they are leading the Horde? Hope this email didn't reach you too late. It didn't. And thanks for all the great shows as always. Your number one fan, Flocko Jones. Our number one fan, Flocko Jones. So what do you think? Shane, no. Obviously you said no. Why not?
Okay, for many reasons. One, if the Blood Elves took over, they'd have to move to Orgrimmar because there's no way that Silvermoon would be the capital, and they ain't gonna move to Orgrimmar. Let's just be honest; that place is disgusting.
They could give it a good makeover.
Nope. You can't fix that place.
What's stopping them from making Silvermoon the new capital then?
Because it's tied to the Burning Crusade servers. It's why we don't get flying there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. And I'm not sure, because I'm a big, like, let's move the Blood Elves out, even though I love Blood Elves, and I would totally go play Alliance if Blood Elves were over there. I don't know if I feel so much that they'll leave, but I don't think they'll be in the Horde for the rest of the game's life, just from doing the Dominance Offensive dailies and even seeing what I've seen on the PTR.
You've been talking about that for weeks and weeks and weeks, months and months, though, is that you think that the Blood Elves will eventually become
I think the story kind of points to it, but I don't think I think now that it's going to take a little bit longer than this knee-jerk reaction to what's going on in the game for the Blood Elves to leave, but they will leave.
Let me ask Ronnie, you're a big fan of the Horde. How would you feel if the Blood Elves suddenly were the ones that moved in?
Well, I don't think that would happen because of the same reasons. It just won't work out for the capital being Silvermoon. But also because I'm convinced, people say I'm crazy, I think Sylvanas is going to be the next War Chief.
Thank you.
She's been really quiet this whole expansion, so maybe she's building up her army and we're all going to get plagued.
And I don't think it's going to be Thrall because it's an obvious choice for him to take back over.
Yeah, Thrall won't take it back. I think Vol'jin.
Wank and the Slash would go through the roof if Sylvanas took over. I don't know.
I think that Jaina is going to take over.
The Horde?
Yes.
She'll
be like,
Jaina?
Listen, bitches. I'm going to teach you some a little bit of respect. I don't know.
All right. Anybody else want to comment on this? How would you feel about the Blood Elves taking over? Anybody else?
I know. Somebody just dropped stuff.
That was my cat.
Oh. Naughty cat.
Silly cat.
Damn pussy.
All right. Let me get to the last email then. Thank you, Flocko, for the email. From Syl. We love Syl. Syl from the fabulous Girls Gone Wow. Ronnie, you should make that your next Warcraft show appearance. We love Girls Gone Wow.
They're British.
They're British.
So they're easily cool.
And they talk funny.
So we love them. All right. So from Syl. Fabulous men of Horde House. Oh, starting it off with a comment.
Wow.
Love it. Like every year, I get into a little WoW dip. In all honesty, it really surprised me that it hit me this hard so quickly after Mists of Pandaria was released.
Me and Syl are on like the same page with this.
I'm trying to find a purpose in the game again, but at the moment, I can't find anything that keeps me pulled in enough. I've done it all. Played both factions, leveled a lot of tunes, though not all, and I've done a lot of PvE content. Should I perhaps focus on other things? There was a time I really enjoyed RP, but I'm finding it hard to get back into it since it seems everybody is in damn Panda Land. I've also never seriously focused on PvP, so that is my interest. The problem what I have mostly is that since I've abandoned my druid, who has been mostly my main for 8 years, and which I've created this elaborate RP background for, I feel a bit lost. I don't know what class will appeal to me. I play them for a while, and they seem fun, but nothing sticks. What is wrong with me? Frown. Love you guys as always. Sill. P.S. Does this make me a bad WoW podcast host? You could never, Sill, you could never be worse than Shane. Ever, ever, ever. All right. In all seriousness, Shane.
I agree.
Shane, this has been your mantra on the show for the past month, but I feel like you're more energized in the game now. Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
I am. Okay. No, it's true. I found my love in the game again, and it's making everything more bearable.
Tell Sill your secret.
Play Paladin. Or be me, I guess.
I don't think Sill can become you, so...
She's not trying hard enough, man.
I'll take some sessions and some hormone therapy.
No, so I was playing my Frost Mage, which I still love him. He's fantastic, and he shoots blue things, so, you know, he'll always have a place in my heart. But really, going back to my old main, it rekindled my love. I was like, even though he completely changed from Cataclysm to... Pandaria, it's been a blast. I do dailies now. I do scenarios. I do LFR every week. I freaking have 207 of those stupid lesser charms already, and I already spent my 94 this week that started today. So I'm just like, this is fun. And if you have not done the 5.1 dailies, Dominance Offensive or Crappy Alliance Boohoo, those are really fun, and those are what dailies should have been from the get-go.
I would answer to Sill, I've had my slumps too, and I think when you get into those difficult periods, cheat on WoW. Go have an affair with another MMO, go sleep around with Secret World, or, you know, have a one-night stand with Guild Wars 2, you know, whatever
don't go
it is.
Guild Wars 2.
Whatever you want to do, go play another game, and I think you'll find that it might not be, I mean, it's not that the other games are bad games. I mean, despite what Shane's saying, every MMO that's come out, there was even things about the Star Wars game, not Galaxies, but the Old Republic, that I really appreciated. You know, I thought the storytelling was great and so forth. But you'll find that it's like, I kind of miss WoW. I miss the people. I find the people are what always brings me back. Oh, and that is an honest to God answer.
Can I speak this real quick? That
yes.
I do have a confession. I did not talk my week in Azeroth. Was I did cheat on WoW probably for the first real time since Diablo 3, and even before Diablo 3, I cheated on WoW. Was for whatever idea, reason, I'm a huge Trekkie, and I actually rekindled Star Trek Online. Mm-hmm. And they've made a lot of quality of life improvements since I played it. Last time I played it was actually not free-to-play, so it was a little while ago. And you can call me I'm now Lieutenant Commander, and I have 2 starships, and I found that to be a nice little break, and of course, you inevitably will compare the game that you play to WoW, and you can see its pros and cons. Star Trek Online can be very overwhelming. There's a lot to do, but it also means a lot to keep you occupied. So definitely take the break. And I also highly recommend The Walking Dead. I bought it on Steam, the 5 episodes, for $12-$13. That's a nice little respite
it's
as well, so you must
game.
Take breaks from WoW.
Amazing game.
It looks too scary.
Extifer, you were like this for an entire expansion. What was your trick to coming back?
I cheated on WoW over the holiday break with a cheap hooker from Vegas. My advice is, you know, if you don't find it interesting, stop paying to play it because you're wasting money and your time. And then when you get... You know, like Rob said, you might want to try another video game, you know, if not an MMO, like something like The Walking Dead or like Journey or something, you know, or I don't know, like some other game. And then when you feel like you're, you know, good again, like come back. But stop hosting a WoW podcast while you while you're quitting. I mean, come on.
No, I disagree.
You're a really horrible person.
I disagree. As long as
you... I'm just kidding.
I was like, don't ever let your voice not be heard. Because, you know, Blizzard, one thing they have shown with this expansion, they are listening to the fan community. And I think even, you know, there's probably some people that are tapped into shows. Like, I doubt this one. But Girls Gone Wow, you know, probably hearing some of that feedback. I think Blizzard does take a lot of what the community is saying to heart. And
they are responding more often, too.
They
I mean, look at all the tweet responses.
So much better with this expansion. Than
think of WoW like it's a hooker. When you're sick of it, just stop paying.
And find another one.
Last but certainly not least, Ronnie, do you have any advice? You've been playing on and off over the years.
Yeah, you know, anytime that I've left WoW, I found it's because I started looking at it more as a job than fun. So whenever that happens, I just ask myself, I go back to the basics of why I play, and why I always play is the camaraderie for the people that are in the guild that I'm in and that social aspect. And also, I think there's lots of things to do. I just rediscovered things like getting transmog gear or getting achievements.
So maybe she hasn't dug deep enough. She maybe thinks she's tried everything, but maybe she's really just trying to go back to the things she's used to, like RP and stuff, and maybe there's a new adventure she hasn't found yet. Maybe.
Maybe.
All right. Excellent answers, everybody. That email again from Syl, girlsgonewow.net, if you want to listen to her fabulous show. That almost brings us to the end of the show, but we do have one more segment we got to do before we end it up. It is a segment where you don't know what you're going to find here. You might find a tip about the game. You might find a rap or a song and dance. You might find a Tourette syndrome. Who knows what you're going to find when you take a look at what's in Extifer's pants. Extifer, what's in your pants this week?
Well, Rob...
Yes.
I took the time to record a little, like, some insight before we did the show today, and I'd like you to play it.
I will. Here we go. So this is a message from Extifer that I think might have actually been taped off a television show. I think. Let's take a look.
I just want to say that being on this show has been an absolute dream come true for me. I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, and it means so much to me that I'm on this show. You know, Shane, you helped me lose like 20-something pounds. Grandpa, you know, you're old, and that's awesome. And on a final note, my wife told me to see the good in everybody. There's so much good in every one of you, except you, Rob. You're the absolute worst person on this earth, and I feel very sorry for you. Anyway, vote for Exto. Exto out.
Mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you for that.
That's amazing.
Thank you for that. Unlike another certain scenario where that might have come into play, you will not be staying at my house in LA after this show's done. All right.
You know, I take the reaction from our guest, Ronnie, that, you know what? I have his blessing, so that's all I need.
That's amazing. And you know that got me on the soup 3 different times?
Did it really? That's when you know you've made it.
Soup.
That's when you know you've made it. You may not
exactly.
be...
Exactly. When you have Joel McHale. Like... Play your clip, like, that's the best.
Yeah, the first time he said something like, so basically what he's saying is, you're worse than Hitler if Hitler, you're like Hitler if Hitler killed puppies also and kicked them while they're dead. and then like the other 2 times, he was like, wait a minute, that guy's married?
I have to tell you honestly, I watched that episode, but I didn't catch the, you know, when you did your speech, and I get a phone call like the next day from my brother-in-law, who is Flacco Jones, who listens to our show and everything. And he was like ranting about how awesome that was. And like my sister was like, oh my God, you missed it? You have to see it. Like, so they showed it to me. And I absolutely think that's like one of my favorite moments in Big Brother.
So. Well, I'm glad I could provide that moment.
Not that I'm sucking up to you, but you know.
Maybe a little bit. All right. Well, that's going to do it for the show tonight. I want to thank everybody for being here. I know it was a long show, so I want to thank the listeners for staying with us and indulging our love of reality television tonight. I want to give a big, huge thank you to Ronnie. Ronnie, thank you so much for coming on our show tonight. and talking
thanks for
about,
having me.
Talking about two things we really love, Warcraft and trashy reality television. Anything to plug? I don't. Do you do a blog, or do you sell things on the internet now?
you
want to plug anything?
It's kind of funny because I think I'm one of the few reality people that hasn't entirely sold out. So I pretty much just chat about other reality shows, tweet about them, and then play video games. I mean, I just appreciate you guys having me on here because I love gaming just as much as you guys do, and it's nice to talk to people that genuinely enjoy it also.
Awesome. What is your Twitter public? Is that something you want to give out? Or
Okay. That's fine. It's Darth Ronnie T.
All right. There you go. That's Darth Ronnie T as in the letter, not the drink. All right.
I'll follow you now.
All right.
type.
Okay, we're going to go around and get everybody's final thoughts. Again, a big thank you to Ronnie for coming on, and maybe we'll get you on again sometime. I think it would be appropriate when the next season of Big Brother starts to get the inside scoop. But anyway, let's see. Let's go around and get everybody else's final thought. Grandpa, before you pass out, what's your final thought tonight?
You'll have to give us the sexy voice of this episode for the next 2 weeks, as I'll be in Dallas next week and then the Northwest the following. And when I come back, I'll definitely be on alcohol and drugs because it'll be a very painful 2 weeks of business travel.
So Grandpa is not rage quitting again. He has work for the next 2 weeks. We'll miss you.
I didn't rage quit.
Yay! Oh.
All right. Shane, your final thought.
I can't decide if I'm going to pick Froakie as my starter or Chespin. And this is really tearing me apart right now, even though we just found out about them today. They're both
that
so cute.
That is brand new information. Thank you.
You're welcome. Froakie is so adorable. He's a little frog and he's blue.
Does it do fractions?
I will name him Fractions if I pick him, because then he will be Frog Fractions.
My final thought tonight is they really need to bring the game shows back to Xbox. Because, again, I was thinking about One Versus 100 today thanks to a tweet from Peter Uno. And it just made me very angry that there is still no game show interactive thing on Xbox. Big Brother should be on Xbox. That would be interesting.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be very interesting. Lastly but not leastly, Extra, your final thought tonight.
We're not going to have a final thought from Ronnie.
Oh, well, I let him plug the Twitter and stuff. But
oh,
Ronnie,
yeah, okay. I was just okay. It caught me off guard and like sitting here, whoa.
That's all right.
My final thought is I didn't take time to think about this. Frog Fractions there.
Good night, everybody. We'll be back next week to do it all over again with the latest and greatest in the World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. Good night. Bye.
Bye.